Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
You can do a lot just by sitting down. You can take a break. Or a nap. Or crack open a novel. That then becomes a nap. You can enjoy a park bench. Or really not enjoy a park bench.
Is that gum?
You can do a lot of things by sitting down. Like start your next journey.
The all-electric Volkswagen ID.4 with intuitive sit to start. It's the little things. It's a VW.
Today's episode is brought to you by Zip Zap Zop Recruiter. Improvisers are valuable contributors to the workplace, but sometimes you can't find the right one for the job. That's where Zip Zap Zop Recruiter comes in. Get your pick of the improv community in your office. ZipZapZopRecruiter.net. Use offer code TOMFRIENDSPODCAST for a discount. Zip Zap Zop Recruiter. Improve through improv. Hey, everybody, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends podcast hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. The show in which we go through all 236 episodes of Friends, episode by episode, and break down what makes one of the most popular shows of all time so great. Let's get to it and hang out with the friends. Is there anything we can do about getting that music just a little shorter?
I could trim it.
Okay.
It's going to take a little time.
What are you in a everything?
There's a production calendar.
Welcome to the Friends podcast. Meet my friends, the Friends. And this is a season 1, episode 4. The one with George Stephanopoulos is the name of this one. Written by Alexa Jung, J-U-N-G-E. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Directed by James Burrows once again. And this aired on October 13th of 1994, this episode. And this one, Ross is upset about, it's the anniversary of the first time he got romantic with Carol, who's his ex. So Chandler and Joey, to cheer him up, take him to a Rangers game. And Ross ends up getting hit in the face with a puck during the game. And then Rachel gets a visit from a few of her old friends while she's working at Central Perk. And they bum her out because they're talking about her moving on, going back to her real life and leaving this working in a coffee shop behind. So then Phoebe and Monica hang out with Rachel, and they hang out and have a slumber party. And then they realize that George Stephanopoulos lives across the street also, and they spy on him. And so that's what this one's about. I want to say thanks to everybody who's been listening. The response has been off the charts, overwhelming. People are talking about Meet My Friends of Friends like crazy, and the tweets. We got some tweets here. Horse Magnet at Horse Magnet says, "Love the podcast. Great to know Tom has a price." Okay.
I thought that was a really nice one.
Well, no, because that one's saying that I'm doing this podcast to. This is a thing that Vaguely Bagley says Tom plus friends equals nope. So that's, when I asked you to pull tweets, why would you pull anything that wasn't positive?
I just pulled whatever I saw.
Uh-huh. So you pulled two negative tweets. Because the guy is saying I have a price. It's one thing I've been hearing about this podcast is people aren't sure why I'm doing this at this point in my career. I've been doing the best show for so long, and it's a thing that is its own thing that is not a part of other things, and it doesn't play the game the way other podcasts do. And that saying that these friends podcasts, or not these friends, sorry, saying that these podcasts that do these gimmicky things where they review an episode at a time of a show, or they review a minute of a time of a movie, that we don't do that. And now for me at this very late date to suddenly jump on a friends podcast, people, I've gotten some people being perplexed about that. And I don't think it's true. I'm doing this just for the love of it. This is not some cheap cash in or attempt to make money out of podcasting the way other people do. This is not that. So let's get to the episode. But first, I want to tell you all about our sponsor today, Zip Zap Zop Recruiter. You're running an office trying to find the right candidate for a job. And in today's workplace, you need workers that can think on their feet. So who's better for that than an improviser? And that's where Zip Zap Zop Recruiter comes in. They present you with hundreds of candidates for a job, hundreds of UCB students still waiting to get their first job in the entertainment industry and are looking for work. So hiring the cream of level 2 UCB will do your business great. Just imagine the bits in the break room. Improvisers are looking for work, and they will make your business say yes, and we'd like to make more money. Zip Zap Zop Recruiter. Improve through improv. Yeah, so this episode is, this is a good one. This is a good episode. I like this one a lot. It's a fun one.
And time has, for another fun friends fact.
I don't know why you just played that.
You were getting ready to go to a fact.
No, I'm just summing up what the episode's about. I didn't need to hear the bumper. So this episode is funny. It's the when it's got some good lines in it. It is weird to see the Rachel and Monica and Phoebe get all excited about George Stephanopoulos as a sex object. That's troubling, maybe very of its time. Although I even question that, whether that was. Jennifer Aniston gets Rachel closer to where Rachel ends up in peak Friends country. She's got more of the like that starts to enter the picture. That Joey still kind of looks like a hoodlum.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots.
Now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
His hair's very, very slick. He also sports a look that I think is a timeless look that people of New York City are familiar with. The guy wearing a Rangers jersey, black dress pants, and black shoes. The guy going from an office who throws a Rangers jersey over his button-down office wear, takes his jacket off, throws a Rangers jersey on over it. The Ross, no, Monica, Rachel, and Phoebe get drunk on the fire escape, and they start oogling George Stephanopoulos, who's walking around his apartment in a towel. Yeah, it's this is a very good episode. This is maybe the first one where you see the signs of the comedy of the show start to arrive. Even Joey has a thing where they're sitting around at the beginning of the episode talking about being omnipotent, and Joey is just like, they say, "What would you do if you were omnipotent, Joey?" And he says, "Well, I'd probably kill myself," because he thinks it's impotent. And then Ross says to him, "No, Joey, omnipotent." And then Joey is concerned that Ross just told him, "I'm impotent." It's maybe not as lively when I say it here as it is on the episode. Yeah, it's a good one. Let's go to the Friends first. We don't have the bumper for this one, no?
No, not yet.
No, okay. Any ETA on that one?
Soon.
Yeah. So everybody, soon there'll be a bumper that says Friends first. This is the first time we see anyone on the show being a creep with binoculars, which is an ongoing thing in the show. Is there's a voyeuristic quality that runs through it of them staring out that window into other windows. Now they've added binoculars for the first time. And now the Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Matt LeBlanc named this episode. In this episode, his favorite all-time Joey moment is in this episode. Because Joey takes the puck when they go to the hospital after Ross gets hit in the face with the puck at the Rangers game. Joey has the puck and he's sitting in a wheelchair and he's pretending that the hockey puck is coming at his own head repeatedly. And that's Matt LeBlanc's all-time favorite Joey moment happened in this episode. And the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
I would say it's there's a nurse in this episode that's very funny, and they're trying to get her attention in the emergency room, and she says a line. She's on the phone, and she says, "It says to call this number if you're not completely satisfied with this candy bar," which I think is a legitimately great line. And then we can rank the episode. Let's rank this episode. Big step forward with the comedy. The episode moves faster. Jennifer Aniston is finding Rachel in front of our very eyes. It's very exciting to see an episode like this. 7 out of 10 Friends, this episode. 7 out of 10. And now here's a shocker for Rank the Friends. Again, no bumper on this one.
Did you ask for a bumper for this?
Well, I thought I did. Did I not?
No.
Okay.
No, there's been no communication.
Okay. You sit here when I do the show. Are you not listening to the... Did you watch this episode?
No.
Okay. Can you please watch the episodes?
Sure. Yeah, I can try. Okay. I mean, I'm trying to catch up on Stan Doop.
Uh-huh. It's going to be very hard to follow Season 3 of Stan Doop if you're not up to speed on the show. So that's fair.
Right. But I'll squeeze it in.
Yeah. Thank you. Rank the Friends. So you'll do a bumper for Rank the Episode.
Rank the Episode.
Rank the Friends.
Those are two different bumpers?
Those are two different bumpers.
Okay. Rank the Episode. Rank the Friends.
Yes.
And then you need Friends first.
Friends first. Okay. Yes. This time out, we're talking Joey. Joey jumps from last to first this time out. Joey, Phoebe, Rachel, Chandler, Monica, Ross. Why is Ross so low on it? Because he's a little whiny this time out. Ross can be whiny. They can all be whiny from now and again. But this time Ross is the one who is the whiny one. And this time he ends up last on the list of ranking. And next time we'll be back with another episode of Friends here on Meet My Friends of Friends. My name's Tom Sharpling. Thanks for listening. Engineer Jason is here. Jason the Engineer. Music by Josh Cantor. And we'll be back again with another episode of Friends. How you doing? I should have said that at the beginning, actually. That's one of the things I want to be a catchphrase.